Hello and welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I am Gabriela Kiesebeck-Davalos, Senior Communications Officer. The West African country, Ivory Coast, is now emerging back from several months of unrest and of civil war. We talked to Gilles Yabi, Crisis Group's West Africa Project Director, on the line from Dakar, to learn more about the current situation and what will happen now that former President Laurent Gbagbo has been detained. Gilles, will the situation in Ivory Coast stabilize, or do you think there is a risk of renewed conflict?
Well, it is probably too early to affirm that there is no risk of resurgence of the conflict. The situation is still unstable, especially as numerous armed groups have been involved in the recent fighting, and also a lot of youth have received weapons. So there is still a lack of security, a lack of law and order in Abidjan for now, and the situation in the West is also quite unclear. But at the same time, it is important to recognize that the arrest of Laurent Gbagbo is a decisive factor, in the sense that now we have a recognized president, Alassane Ouattara, who was elected and who now received the clear support of the head of the military units that have been supporting Laurent Gbagbo. So that is very important, because now there is someone who is in charge, that's Alassane Ouattara, and the way he will manage the first weeks, the next first few weeks, will be important to orient the country on the road of peace.
President Alassane Ouattara wants to create a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. He says this commission will shed light on all the massacres, the crimes, and other human rights violations. Gilles, what do you say? How should such a commission look like?
Well, I think it is extremely important that Alassane Ouattara make a pledge to national reconciliation and promise the creation of a national commission of truth and reconciliation. I think it is important to recognize that hundreds of people were killed in the last 4 weeks in Cote d'Ivoire, in the last 4 months, I would say, in Cote d'Ivoire, and there is an absolute necessity to have a process to identify the circumstances of these atrocities and those responsible, be they on the side of Gbagbo or on the side of Ouattara. And that is probably the only way for Alassane Ouattara not to give the impression that he's going to protect the people who have been fighting on his side and have been also involved in atrocities, especially in the west of the country. So there is a necessity for this Truth and Reconciliation Commission, but precise modalities have to be defined collectively by the Ivorians, not only the political actors, but also the civil society. But at the same time, there is a necessity to have a justice system also, to make sure that there is no impunity for the most serious violation of human rights that have been observed in the country.
Will President Ouattara's legitimacy be weakened due to the crimes committed by troops loyal to him?
Yes, that is exactly for that reason that Ouattara has a clear interest in moving very quickly in giving the right signals for truth and reconciliation, and at the same time for the identification of the people who have been involved in mass atrocities, including some fighters and commanders of the forces that support him, and that allow him to finally win the confrontation with Laurent Gbagbo. That is essential, and I think that it is a reality that most of the fighters involved in the First Republican, the Cote d'Ivoire, they were the former members of the rebellion, and also in the past, some of them have been clearly involved in massive violation of human rights. So the way for Ouattara to make sure that his own government is not going to be tainted by these atrocities